Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Election Day 2025. There's several big races in the Delaware Valley today. Philadelphia voters will choose the district attorney, city controller, and a slate of common pleas and municipal court judges. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Incumbent DA Larry Krasner has already defeated Republican challenger Pat Dugan once in the spring Democratic primary, and he appears confident he'll do it again. He doesn't even have a campaign staff and has no election night gathering planned. Dugan, who entered the general election race thanks to a write-in campaign by Republicans, has struggled against the air of inevitability around Krasner. Dugan seized on the recent death of Kata Scott after Krasner's office dropped charges against her alleged killer in an earlier case to underscore his criticism of the office, but didn't appear to gain much traction. City Controller Christy Brady faces token opposition from Republican Ari Petrinos, and the Democratic slate of city judges face no opposition at all. Republicans did not nominate a single candidate for 11 common pleas and 4 municipal court seats. In addition, 12 common pleas and 5 municipal court judges are up for retention. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey voters will select a new governor today to replace term-limited Democrat Phil Murphy. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Dougherty takes a look at the race.
Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli sprint to the finish with busy schedules, meeting with voters at multiple events all over the state. Cittarelli's running for the third time after coming up a few points short against Governor Phil Murphy in 2021. Polling has had him right behind former Navy helicopter pilot and Congresswoman Sherrill, but well within striking distance. Early in-person voting and mail-in ballots likely provided a cushion for Sherrill, based on the total of registered Democrats and Republicans who have cast ballots so far, though we don't know exactly who they voted for. Both candidates appear to feel pretty good about their chances in the home stretch. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Dougherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Be sure to keep it tuned in to KYW News Radio for all of tonight's election results. The Trump administration says it will partially fund SNAP after a pair of judges' rulings required payments from the food aid program to continue. KYW's John McDevitt reports it's uncertain when the funds will be available.
The Trump administration says there's only enough money to fund about half of the SNAP food aid program this month. Lori Jones Brown is CEO of Philip Abundance in South Philadelphia. She says it could take up to 2 weeks until EBT cards are loaded.
It is definitely encouraging that help is on the way. What's not clear is how long it'll take for people to receive that help.
And you have been working overtime. I mean, this year has been a difficult year meeting demand. With this news, are you going to take a little break, or are you just increasing responses?
We're absolutely not taking a break because, as you noted, all year we've seen increased need across our region and across the country. We've seen our pantries say that they have 30% more people, in some cases double the amount of people showing up seeking help. And that was even before the government shutdown. Pantries are now reporting on top of that already increased need, even more people coming in.
The partial funding of SNAP is for November. It's unclear what will happen in December should the government shutdown linger. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.